Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer, the man himself, Stephen Sheldon.
Good day to you, sir.
How's everything, okay?
It is very well. Happy weekend.
Yes, well, you know, we're celebrating St. Patrick and St. Joseph.
Yes.
That's a nice weekend.
It's a nice weekend.
And I think that's kind of interesting. You know, it's Friday, Sunday this year, the way it worked out. Sunday now, it's getting usurped, St. Joseph, by Lent. So the second Sunday of Lent. So you're not going to see, like, you know, red vestments or anything like that. Or white.
It'll be the Lenten vestments.
No, it'll be Lent purple. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's great traditions with both of those, St. Patrick and with St. Joseph. Of course, St. Patrick kind of become like the Irish feast, right?
Right.
And then St. Joseph's kind of the Italian feast. But it really is the feast of St. Joseph, the husband of Mary, the father of Jesus. So there's something, like, you know, beautiful about the fact that that's for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for those of us who love macaroni and pizza. So, you know, I think that's a great feast to celebrate for all of us, right? Kind of interesting.
Yeah. Kind of gets eclipsed and lost in the shadow of St. Patrick's Day, so.
But there's a lot, you know what I like about it? Like, both of these holidays have a lot of traditions connected to them, right? So there's a lot of different things that we celebrate, you know, in particular ways for these holidays. St. Joseph has his own pastry. It is called?
I can't say it, but I know what it's a
Sphinge. It's the sphinge.
Right. I know what it looks like.
And there's two kinds. You have the cannoli kind and the cream kind.
See, I never had the cannoli kind.
Yeah, and the custard
kind.
We always
had the custard.
Yeah, the custard and the cannoli. And it's very delicious, so go get one today if you can and celebrate St. Joseph. Lots of other little traditions. That's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, the gift of traditions, how tradition generates faith and generates our lives. It's an important concept and something we're called to recognize every day of our lives. To start us off today, Eric Clapton, See What Love Can Do. Love comes with so many different traditions, doesn't it? And that's such an important thing in our lives, that we commemorate and remember important moments of love, like birthdays, anniversaries, right? But then there's so many other moments with that. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was at the wake of a young guy who just lost his mom. He's a kid who works in the sacristy in the church where I live, you know? And he's probably, I don't know, 17 years old. He lost his mom. Terrible thing. I really wanted to go. It was my mom's first anniversary on the 17th of March. St. Patrick's Day is when my mom died. So it was 1 year anniversary. And I kind of felt akin to this kid because I said, you know, I know the loss of a mom. Sheldon knows the loss of her mom. You know, there's something about that, that you kind of, you know, kind of connect on that level. And there's a certain tradition that maybe you don't want to ever participate in, but you certainly have like a bond with other people who have lost a parent. And there's something about it. Like, you know, here I am 55 years old with a kid who's 17, said, I was there last year. I totally understand what you're going through. And I'm thinking to myself afterwards, like, this kid must be looking at me saying, yeah, but you had your mom for 55 years, you know, Monsignor, I had my mom for 17. Kind of true. I understand that. But the reality is the pain, you know, and I think that's where we can kind of connect some of the traditions of our life that maybe we never wanted, like maybe you're a cancer survivor, for example, but we can turn that around and make it a power for good. That's kind of my point, that we can get through our struggles. If you're in the 12-step program, you can help somebody else just by your living the program. You inspire somebody else. So there's something great about that. And I think we're called to kind of take a look at that and utilize that. That becomes a tradition for good, even though maybe we have something in our past that's been really difficult, that can really help other people. Here's Tom Petty. This is called Change of Heart. Tom Petty, you know, when we're kids, traditions don't matter so much to us. It's interesting. You got to get older to really celebrate and remember traditions and to keep them. You know, it's a funny thing. When I was a kid, I was like, why are we always doing this? Like, why do we have to have this? Why don't we just have that? You know, and it's a funny thing. I would have friends who were not Italian, for example, and they would eat totally different foods than we would eat. And I would sort of take for granted these big Italian meals. And then I'd go to somebody else's house and they're having like roast beef and mashed potatoes on a Sunday. And I'm like, what is this? Where's the macaroni? Where's the meatballs? And for me, you know, I felt like, wow, I wish I was doing that all the time. I wish we could have roast beef. And then I realized, like, later on in life, I'm like, wait a minute, you know what? This is wonderful. What a great idea that we have this beautiful tradition every week of calling the family together and being around the table. Those traditions matter so much, you know? And I guess when we get older, we realize how important they are. We realize just how important tradition is in our lives. That's where memory lives, if you think about it, in tradition, right? In the things that we do again and again and again. And even people, when they get dementia and when they have Alzheimer's and different kinds of diseases that rob them of their memory. It's a funny thing. The repetitive stuff that's gone on for years and years and decades, in some cases, that's the stuff that sticks around the longest because those are the traditions that have been ingrained in people's minds. I remember my mom being able to bless herself, you know, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless herself right up until the end of her life because that tradition was there since she was a little girl. You know, those things don't go away. So those are the things that get burned into our hearts that matter so much. So yeah, those things are important. And that's an important part of tradition, really, is that the stuff that becomes so important and treasured as we get older in life, not so much when we're younger. Hey, here's the Rolling Stones. This is called Wild Horses.
Thank you.
Wild Horses, the Rolling Stones. That's important, too, you know, when you think about it, that we have certain things that are really important. Wild Horses couldn't keep us away because we need to do these things. You know, like going to church, for example, the tradition of worship. You know, that's an important thing. Maybe you've kind of fallen away from that. This is the time to come back. What a great time to do this. We have wonderful leadership. We have wonderful gift of faith. It's a great time to do this. You know, you should come back to church today, as a matter of fact. You know, come on down, because there's something beautiful about the sense of peace and the sense of belonging that belonging to something bigger than us brings about. You know, we can belong to a bowling league, and that's kind of bigger than us, right? But that's sort of a relatively purposeless thing. You know, this has tremendous purpose, tremendous tradition, and that's what I think is so great about the gift of faith, is that we connect to something that's bigger than us, older than us, and will be there after us. And that's such a great gift that now it's our moment. You know, now it's our moment to live our faith. Now it's our moment to express our faith. And that's the important thing in our lives. You know, so maybe today's the day. Don't let wild horses keep you away. You know, get down to the church, get down to the place of prayer for you and your faith tradition, and celebrate that gift of faith. And use that gift of faith in this Lenten time, so that when Easter comes, it's like explosions, because we put the work in ahead of time. You know, it's not going to happen. I'm going to wake up one day and poof, it's there. No, this is an everyday kind of affair where we have to, it's sort of like working out. You know, you build your muscles up, you build your prayer muscle up by doing this kind of stuff. And that's what matters in the long run. Hey, here's John Mellencamp. This is called Just Another Day.
Just another day. It's just another day.
know, when you get into the doldrums of life, sometimes we fall into that just another day mentality. But I think when we have certain traditions, they can kind of dig us out, you know, and they can help us to see the specialness of different days. I have like a crazy thing I'm going to let you in on, one of my wacky secrets. So a lot of times on Saturday mornings, I'm working on my Sunday homily, right? So I'm typing it all out and everything, and I commit it to memory, but I write it all out, you know, everything in it, I kind of write out. And one of the things on Saturday mornings I like to do is somebody sent me a link to this Periscope. I'm not a member of Periscope, but for some reason, I'm able to view some public videos on there, and I hit in the opening of Disney World. I know this sounds crazy, and it opens up at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. So I like to go on at like 5:02, and they have this big ceremony. I guess there's always somebody with a camera down there, and I watch this opening of another day in Disney World, and every day is like the opening. You would think they were opening up a treasure chest that's been closed for 100,000 years, you know? They make a big stink, and it's all kinds of music and dancing and welcome and all of that stuff, and there's not a person in that crowd that's not smiling. And a lot of Saturday mornings when I'm home and I'm writing on my homily up, I'd like to spend 5 minutes watching that. It just kind of makes my morning. I say, yeah, look at all of those people. They're so excited. They're having such a great day. They're bringing their kids, you know, to Disney World, maybe for the first time, and you say, wow, it's not just another day. You know, there's something beautiful about this morning. Somehow that kind of gets me in the mode, you know, doing this. Maybe try it one Saturday morning. You know, around 8:45, go on the Periscope, hit in Disney World, and you'll see the opening ceremony. It's a lot of fun to watch because you see the brightness on young children's faces, families together. It's that wholesome fun that kind of helps us to recognize that, you know what, these traditions that we all have, I remember that first time I went to Disney World with my mom and dad, you know, they scraped together the money to take us. It was a beautiful moment that I'll never forget. Those moments help me to recognize that every day is not just another day, but there's a blessedness that's so important in our lives. Here's Paul McCartney, Let Me Roll It. funny how life rolls on and on. And in our lives, if we don't stop to recognize the power of tradition, we could forget that stuff. We could forget the power of the gatherings, of the moments, of the repetitive things, and also of the tradition that we carry in our hearts. You know, there's such a great gift of culture and race in our lives. You know, and sometimes I think that kind of gets washed away. And there's something beautiful about that. There's no reason why we should deny are being German or Latino or Italian or whatever, African-American. It doesn't matter. You know, I mean, the fact that we have this wonderful mosaic that God has created in this country, you know, we should be celebrating that every day. There's something beautiful about that, and to recognize the power of the many, the one nature of how God made us. So I think that's part of that tradition that's really beautiful in this country, very unique in this country and across the world. And there's something great about America and the wonderful gift of that mosaic that we really are as American people, that really becomes a statement, radical statement to the world that we can get along. Yeah, we have bumps, but we can get along, and there's something so important about that. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about traditions today. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan. Change It. Stevie Ray, Change It. You know, in our lives, we have an opportunity sometimes to change things, you know, and there's something good about that, that we can take a sad day and turn it around to make it a better day. And those things, I think, happen in our lives. You know, there are certain anniversaries that come up that can become a tradition of sadness, right? Like the loss of somebody we love or the anniversary of a terrible moment, you know, I don't know, we got hurt or something happened, you know, and maybe we can kind of turn those things around. I know somebody who, actually a friend of mine, who lost his parents on the same day. It was kind of a tragic accident. And every year on the anniversary of his parents' death, he does something great for the poor. And he goes out and he serves at a soup kitchen. He takes a day off from work, serves at a soup kitchen, makes sure he leaves a donation for, you know, for the soup kitchen. And in their name, he kind of gives that day away to them. There's something beautiful about that, like taking the bad thing and turning it around into something good. I think God calls us to do that in our lives, to not just let traditions be a sad thing to remember, but maybe a good thing to remember. I remember when I was a boy, like on the anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, they were big days, you know. It's interesting how you see how that kind of gets changed as time goes on. Even the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, right, kind of gets changed, like 9/11 sort of eclipsed that. But yet we still remember those people on that day. That's such an important thing to do, to never forget any of this stuff, but kind of turn it around into a heartfelt way in which we kind of make somebody else's life better, turn it around to a day that kind of expresses our gratitude for service and our gratitude for a life well lived. Hey, here's Head East. This is called Never Been Any Reason.
going down for the last time.
You know, we've been talking about traditions all through the show. What's interesting is that sometimes, you know, if you think about it, you say, well, then everything's a tradition. I mean, nothing's not a tradition. No, there are new traditions that form. How do you ever do that? Well, sometimes for no reason at all, really, a tradition forms, right? You know, there's something that just happens and you say, wow, that becomes like my little tradition. It's a funny thing, like all different times in the life of doing this show, it's so interesting. Like, we used to tape this show on a Tuesday night, and for some reason, we always had dinner at the right at the radio station, Sheldon. For years and years and years, we had dinner. Now, being old men, you know, we no longer do that. And then now there's a tradition, like, after I do the show, I go get Chinese food. I don't know, and I probably won't do that now, but it's interesting. Like, it's just a funny thing how traditions develop. Simple ones like that, but also some that are much, much deeper and more important, right? You know, the anniversary of the birth of our child, right? You never forget that, right? Your children's birthdays, you know, and those come about as time goes on. When you're 15, you're not thinking about that'll be an important day to me someday, but it certainly is, you know, and that's a great thing. I think we're kind of called to recognize that. You know, in the sacristy, which is the place where the priests vest, there's a book called the Ordo, which tells us how Ordo, O-R-D-O, tells us how to celebrate the Mass, what prayers we use, what color we wear, what saint we're celebrating that day. But on the other side of that page is a listing of all of the priests from our area and deacons who have passed away. And it's an interesting thing for me because I actually write those guys down in my iPhone. And so every day, two or three priests pop up that I pray for during the day. And I remember them. And I remember, you know, when they passed away, I remember their life. And particularly, obviously, if I know the people, I write them down into my book so that I can kind of be reminded all the time of the tradition of those men and the life that they led. You know, those are great things to have in our lives. Those are great memories. Because they're not sad things, but they help us to kind of propel forward and say, yeah, someday my name will be in that book. I'm hoping somebody will pray for me. You know, there's a good thing about that, that we're called to carry on. Here's the Cars, Let the Good Times Roll.
Let them lead you up.
We all have big, fun, good time traditions in our lives that matter so much. We love going to a baseball game. We love going to the Final Four, whatever it is. You know, we love celebrating going to Margaritaville and celebrating with Jimmy Buffett in a parking lot somewhere before a concert. There's something about those moments, you know, that kind of propel us through and help us through. But also in the life of faith, there are super important traditions, right? So, you know, we have like the Triduum, the holy days of Christianity coming up, right? Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, and Easter. Those are such important days. And somehow now is the time, I think, to plan for Holy Week, to make it a Holy Week. Like, what are you going to do this year that makes Holy Week a Holy Week? Is it just going to be another week, or are you going to figure out a way to make it a truly Holy Week? And I think that's how we find a way in the midst of our busy lives. You know, it can't always be just good times rolling. Sometimes it has to be solemn times. And when we invest in solemn times, what happens is those holidays, religious holidays in this case, Easter, means so much more because we put the time in, you know? So it's about now figuring out how is Holy Week going to be holy? When are we going to get time off to go to church? How are we going to pray that week? All of those things planned now will help us in the future, I believe. Hey, here's Steely Dan. This is called Pretzel Logic.
The man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?" Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. Over a long time ago. Oh yeah.
Hopefully it's not a big huff and a puff when we celebrate traditions, even with our families, you know, but it's important to do those kinds of things. I think I've told you before, in my office, in a little display case on one of my shelves, I have the top of our Christmas tree from when I was a kid, you know. And of course, we don't put that tree up anymore, but I remember every year my dad would lift my sister or I up when I could be liftable, and he would put, you know, I would put the thing on the tree, and the next year my sister would put the top on the tree. We still have that top. It means a lot to me because that's part of the tradition of Christmas, the tradition of family. We need those preservation things that help remind us, even after the tradition is over, of those great times. You know, those are the little things, the photographs, the little reminders that help us to propel forward, knowing that God is with us in these wonderful traditions of family. Here's Boston. This is called Feeling Satisfied. You know, the hope is that in the midst of all of these celebrations and the traditions of our life that link us, you know, one event to another, link our lives together in so many ways, we find satisfaction, we find joy, we find the peace of mind that says, you know what, ultimately in our life, God has been with us through all of this. So traditions are important links in our life. We're called to celebrate them and use them that we can find the gift of faith and utilize those traditions in growing our faith. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the son of St. Joseph himself, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.